Yesterday we looked at hope, and we saw that hope is the solid anchoring of ourselves in faith to endure great difficulties for that great good of our union with God. So we anchor ourselves, but we don't anchor ourselves in order to remain stagnant. If we continue to use the image we used yesterday of the tree that is rooted amid and steady amid difficulties, what does the tree do? The tree grows. It grows upwards towards that future good, and so must we. We must grow upwards towards our eternal union with God. But in reality, our life with God, while perhaps solid as a tree, has vitality. That stability that it has is not stagnant. Yet as Christians, as we approach this future good that's difficult to obtain, we often fall into two different extremes, both of which are this stagnancy, this static idleness, that represent a reluctance to grow up, a reluctance to make that upward movement. On the one side, we have presumption, the attitude that everything's going to be fine, salvation is somewhat automatic. I'm Catholic, I go to Mass, I'll be fine in the end. On the other side is despair, the attitude that salvation is just not in my future. I'm too far gone, I'm too much of a sinner, there's no use even trying. Notice the interesting thing about both these extremes. They lack movement. There's no vitality. There's no life in them. In presumption, a person refuses to move because he thinks he's already safe. In despair, he also refuses to move because he thinks he's already lost. But our Christian life, our faith, rejects both of these extremes. The living presence of God speaks to us and calls us instead to the virtue between them, to hope, which is active, it is upward-looking, and strives for the eternal good that is difficult but possible to obtain. Here's an image that might help us from my experience in the student date. I ran a couple half-marathons and full marathons as I was studying over at St. Albert's, and I always tried to get the brothers to join me. Preparing for these races takes discipline that we're not used to. You have to eat well, you have to follow a training plan, sleep well, and dedicate a lot of time to running. And you do all of this because your body needs to be ready to run that race. Now, before such preparation, as I'm trying to invite brothers to go, there are two kinds. There are those brothers who despair, and they don't even want to run the marathon at all. And you know what? I don't even want them to run with me, so it doesn't matter. They have no desire for this future higher good in their life. Then there are those brothers who presume. They think they can run without preparing properly. They might show up for a couple training runs, skip the good eating plan, stay up late talking, and think, I'll be fine. But it never ends well. You'll start cramping early. You'll hit the wall at mile 10 or 12, linger too long at those aid stations drinking Gatorades and eating those gummies that they offer you. And while this hasn't happened to a Dominican brother, in extreme cases, they'll faint from exhaustion because they are not ready for the race. And they weren't ready because they were inactive in their preparation. We are also in preparation, brothers and sisters. As our bodies must be trained for the marathon, our souls must be trained for our final perseverance to this eternal good. We may desire heaven, but that desire must be active if we're to be spiritually healthy. Otherwise, we fall into despair, or rest and presumption, leaving our souls unfit for the race. In fact, this spiritual inactivity is exactly how Dante depicts the depths of hell. When we imagine it, we might imagine it as a sort of fire or volcanic torment, souls being tortured, but no. Hell is described as a frozen, motionless wasteland. And this is fitting because despair and presumption are both forms of spiritual paralysis. They freeze the soul. They stifle that deep desire within us that longs for God and calls us to reach upward to Him. But hope activates that desire that's within us. The one who hopes is on the move towards his heavenly homeland. He may at times stumble or grow discouraged, but it doesn't stop him from getting up again and trying. He dedicates himself to prayer and good works. When he faces difficult church teachings, he studies his faith and seeks understanding so he can more readily accept them. When he falls, he gets up and he goes to his Father for mercy in the confessional. The one with hope is always striving heavenward without resting on his laurels or giving up on the task. He continually renews his readiness to do what he must to reach that union with God, a good that is difficult but possible to obtain. And as we learned yesterday, emotions, that's not the good indicator of that hope. You might feel presumptuous, you might feel like you're despairing, you might even feel hopeful, but those feelings don't define the spiritual reality within you. What matters is what you do, and what matters is your attitude, a hope that is active, expressed in what you do to pursue your heavenly calling. So here's a question to ask yourself at this point, the novena. What are the signs of hope in your life? Is your desire activated, moving heavenward in your works, or are you kind of stagnant? And you can always tell because the one who has hope is always moving. It's said that if you're not moving upwards, you're falling back. But if you have your spiritual things in place, you do have that hope. If your life with Christ is intensifying, if you are coming to Mass, making use of confession, striving to love your neighbor, praying with ever more constancy, you are hoping. You are active. Keep moving forward. But perhaps you've kind of put your faith aside, pursuing other goods. Perhaps you resigned yourself to certain sinful habits and continually allow yourself to be put back into the occasions of sin. Maybe you've just despaired that you can win. At these moments, remind yourself, there is only one good for you to pursue, and you can have that good, and that is your eternal good, and that is your God. Do not be inactive to Him. Get up. There are greater things that you are called for, a greater love that you will enjoy, and today, the time is now to pursue that prize our Lord has prepared for you. Amen.